time.
Yeah. Anyway. Okay. So we actually had a very, very fascinating situation that arises not only this year, but it's several years, and it's pretty amazing because it happens only pretty infrequently that the first day of Rosh Hashanah, well, let's make no mistake. First day of Rosh Hashanah, first day of Sukkot, and first day of Shemini Atzeret always fall out on the same day. This year, first day of Rosh Hashanah, Shabbat. Lachin, Yom Rishon Shel Sukkot, Shabbat. Shemini Atzeret, Shabbat. Now, that being said, unfortunately, we lose out during Chodesh Tishri on two mitzvot d'oraita this year.
Dehainu? Shofar and lulav at home.
Unfortunately, this year there's no shofar d'oraita, no lulav d'oraita. In akol midrabbanan, it's not gishmak. The Zohar HaKadosh says that on a year where shofar is not brought down, kol shana shelo tokain aleha bitchilata miri'in aleha besofa. The Zohar HaKadosh says that the year is very hangs in the balance. One of the biggest zechuyot that the year can have is to blow Rosh Hashanah, to blow shofar b'yom rishon shel Rosh Hashanah. If you don't do that, the year is very, very precarious, and you need major zechuyot the Torah in order to protect you. So you better learn well this year. That being said, no, zayimit. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam shehakol nihya bidvaro.
Amen.
Second day of the coming, it's the beginning of the year.
Lo midoraita, amidar banan. Counts, but amidar banan. The Torah says, Yom teru'a yelachem. What's the yom?
Day.
Yom echad. Zehu. Now again, it is true. You're going to tell me, hey, wait a second, but even in Eretz Yisrael, they do 2 days of Rosh Hashanah as opposed to any other Yom Tov. That's right. That's because the Gemara, Masechet Beitzah, Daf, Dalet Amud Beit, and a little bit on the top of Hamud Aleph, Yafeh Me'od, the Gemara says that there's a totally, Tzach Lada'at B'diuk, Yafeh Me'od, Yafeh Me'od. You have to know exactly where it is. Kadosh Baruch Hu, I say this all the time. Yish Gemara, the Gemara Masechet Shabbat, Daf Lamed Aleph, the Gemara says a series of 6 questions that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to ask a person that Achar Me'avei 20 Shana. Nachon? What are the questions? Everybody knows the first few. Nasata v'natata be'emunah. Kava'at ha'itim la'torah. Tzipita li'shu'ah. Asakta b'firiyah b'riviyah. V'chule. Pipalta b'chokhmah. 6 questions. Mikol makom.
Also the 6.
Everybody remembers the first 2. Anyway. Mikol makom. I want you to look up. Vada'i. Yeah, I know. But they forget there's... Before there were mashgichim, there were shas. Anyway, b'kitzur, aval, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's a steer, I want a teretz. There's a steer between that Gemara in Masechet Shabbat of Lamed Aleph and our Gemara Masechet Kiddushin Daf Lamed Tet Amud Bet. Steira b'nehem. 3 answers from the Rishonim. One of them is on the Daf, you can see Tosfot. 2 other, I want next time we meet, or tonight's Ashkafa, but next Allah Hashir we meet, 3 terutzim barishonim between the stira Shabbat Lamed Aleph and Kiddushin Daf Lamed Tet. No, it doesn't matter if it's out of order. B'kitzur, so now, wait, Chakes, over there it says, Kavat Haitim LaTorah. What do you think when you get to Shalom, it's going to be yes or no questions? You think it's multiple choice? Were you Kove Haitim LaTorah? Yes. If it's no, then Chaval, then Stam, your toast. Aval, and even if the answer is yes, what do you think? Okay, great, thanks. You know, come again. Mapitom. What do you think the next? All these questions, right? Avot Michlal Deika Toladot, which means there's going to be follow up questions to the Avot questions also. What's the next question after Kavat Haitim LaTorah?
Kavod.
Huh? No, Tagid. Zog, malamata. Say Torah. Bereshit, Noach, Lech Lecha, Torah, Nevi'im, Uchtuvim, Mishnayot, Nenshas Bavli, Shas Yerushalmi, Sifra, Sifri, Zohar, Midrashim, Kitve Ha'ari. Tagid, malamata. We think, yes. We think, yes, with multiple choice, yes or no answers. Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Melech Melcha Melachim. Tzach Lehagid Dvarim Shel Emet. Anyway, Bekitzur, Tzach Lada'ad. Medarvisin Rabbi Yisai. You know what that means? No.
Yeah, can I?
1 second. So Hebrew's not working. Yiddish ain't working. Manas afshas. Yeah.
But Hebrew
works
fine.
Hebrew's okay, yeah. Man na'ase la'achotenu bayom sheyidubar ba. Efo katuv?
Shirash.
Shirashirim. Okay. Anyway, mikol makom. So there's... Why is it this... not going good, this guy. Anyway, mikol makom tzach lada'at. So the Gemara over there says, yes, Bnei Eretz Yisrael also have a 2-day Rosh Hashanah for a totally different reason than we usually do Yom Tov Sheni. Yom Tov Sheni Be'alma is because of Sfekad Yoma, which the Gemara really says now, Anan Beki'inan Bekibu'ad Yarcha. We know the real day, so why do we still do it? Says the Gemara. Minhag Avotenu Bi'adenu, Shem Me'yachzor Hadavar Lekilkulo. Maybe it's going to go back and we're not going to know. We're not going to be Baki, so we keep it. Rosh Hashanah is totally different. What was the reason we keep 2 days of Rosh Hashanah?
Because within the
year, one time the Aidim came late and the Levim messed up the Shir and the Tefillot of Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, they made a Takana. If they started Yom HaShini Kodesh, they finish it. And that was the Takana B'chol Am Yisrael. Okay, let's say a guy wants to be a wise guy. He says, he did know, he didn't know, Lom Shani. The guy says, I don't really believe in Chazal, Kofir. But the guy says, you know what? He has such a Yetzirah, says, I can't not blow shofar b'yom tov rishon shel Rosh Hashanah. I can't not take a lulav b'yom tov rishon shel Chag HaSukkot. Neged divrei chachamim. Mat ose? But he says, I have to do it. Question, was it mekayem a mitzvah or not mekayem shum mitzvah at all, and it's only an isur? And shum safek that he transgressed an isur. What was the isur? Mitzvah lishmua divrei chachamim. So he's for sure over on that. It was mekayem mitzvat aseh shel tkiat shofar, mitzvat aseh shel netilat lulav. Was he yotzer or not? Nafka mina lehalacha. What's a nafka mina? Huh? No, forget about sukkah now. What's a nafka mina lehalacha? Whether or not he was, we can be mefalpel, but I want to know tachlis.
Shechiyanu.
Yefe meod. Yefe meod. Good. Da'at Maran. Not nogeat Ashkenazim, aval mikol makom, Ashkenazim noagim kedat harosh verabenutam, brought by the Rama, besiman tafresh. Ashkenazim, any time we have a night and day, or a 2-day mitzvah, Ashkenazim are always noheg to make Shechianu both times. For instance, tkiat shofar, Ashkenazim mevarchim Shechianu on both days. Mikra Megillah, Ashkenazim make birkat Shechianu ben balayla, ben bayom. Da'at Maran lokach. Da'at Maran, he says, lo kacha, kida'at Rambam. When do you make Shechiyanu? First time. Zil, no more. Mr. Wise Guy, either b'mezid, b'shogeg, lom shane, he blew shofar, b'yom tov shalom shoshana, shechaliot b'shabbat. If he was yotze the mitzvah, at least, okay, aval adivir chachamim. If he was yotze the mitzvah, then the next time he comes to blow shofar, b'yom hasheni, what's the halacha? No Shechiyanu l'da'at Maran, ki zohar yotze. It's not according to Rama. Yada'ati. But according to Maran, that's a shayla. But if you say that he wasn't mekayem a mitzvah and he did nothing, then what? When he comes to blow the second time tomorrow, what? Since he did absolute, your bracha was levatala, stam asita klum, rasha. And then when you come tomorrow, there's nothing like doing avonot berosh hashana. Eze yofi. Anyway, bikitzur. So he says, so that, let's be melamed kav zechut. Maybe the guy had tremendous yetzirah. He can't without the shofar. His Yetzirah is mitzvot. That's his Yetzirah. Anyway, you know, that's the famous Ragachover. The Ragachover, there's a machloket whether he was talking about Erev Tish'a Be'av after Chatzot or on Tish'a Be'av itself. It probably was not. I heard from my Rebbe that it was Erev Tish'a Be'av, the Ragachover, you know, the Shitat Rama, in Siman Taf Kuf Nun Dalet, the Rama brings down that the minhag is not to learn Torah Lachar Chatzot, Lachar Chatzot Ayom of Erev Tish'a Be'av. Only things that are mutar B'Tish'a Be'av. Maran Cholek. So the Ragachover famously said, Ragachover was Chasid Chabad, Rabotai. Anyway, Yada'ata? Vadai. He was a Talmid Muvhak of the Rayat. Yeah. Anyway, Lo Yada'ata etze? Zeimet la'amita. Anyway, so the Ragachover would say, he says, I want to see, and he learned regular after Chatzot of Erev Tisha B'Av. And his Talmidim asked him, Rabbi Vases, you learn, what about the Ramah? He says, I want to see the kind of gehinam that they give for learning Torah. He says, that was the Ragachover. One time, Rav Aaron Kotler, Alav Shalom, he came over. He was the Rosh Yeshiva in Kletsk at the time. Before he came to America, he was Rosh Yeshiva in Kletsk. And one time he came to visit the Ragachover, came to speak to them in learning. So they're going back and forth. Rav Aaron was Eloi Gadol, Gaon Muflag. So he was talking to the Ragachover. Ragachover was known to be Harif Meod. Very Harif Meod. Anyway, Bekitzur, it's one of the, even Maran Zichron V'chai used to say, you know this, what's the Ragachover's most famous sefer? Safanat Pa, לא צופנת, סף עינת, יש שם מעמיד, סף עינת פענייך, so over there, על דברי הרמב״ם, he writes in like codes. It's so difficult to understand. He's such a gaon. He wrote in like ראשי תיבות, כל כך קשה to understand what he's saying. לא משנה. So Rabbi Aaron was talking to him and learning. They're going back and forth, back and forth. So at the end of the conversation, they finished speaking and learning. The Rogatchev looks, takes off his glasses, or I don't know if he had glasses, whatever. He looks at Rabbi Aaron, and he says, what did you say your name was? Rav Aaron, by the way, changed his last name. I don't remember what it was before, but Cutler was a new one. He used to have a different Ashkenazi sounding last name. So he told him his name. He says, yeah. And what do you do? He says, I'm a balabos. That's what he... The Rogatchev looked at him, he says, not bad for a balabos. Anyway. The Gaon Harif. Anyway, famous story. Mikol makom, Rabotai, tell me a healthy chakira for what should be the svara over here to say, was he mekayem mitzvah or was he not mekayem mitzvah bichlal? What's a tully in? For sure, tkiat shofar berosh hashanah is mitzvah d'oraita. For sure, the chachamim were gozer not to do it. Why? The Gemara tells us, Masechet Sukkah, as well as other places, gzera d'raba. Why? Now, take that and run with it. Give me a good chakira, good, healthy, lumdish chakira that I can be motzi perot shel halacha. Give me a good one. Go ahead. They certainly do. Ain beze shum safek ba'olam. The Gemara, Masechet Yevamot, Daf Tzadigim Alamud Aleph. The Gemara says, what does the Gemara say? Yesh koach biyad chachamim la'akor davar min ha-Torah b'sheva al ta'aseh. And that's what they did with shofar and lulav and megillah and all these, all the other takanot. Hey, wait a second. So give me a better chakira. Give me something.
What does it mean that they opened the government akor? Are they okay? Are they open the fact that they say that you, that's, I guess, they have like a tour in the mitzvah. But the mitzvah is still like their best.
Can I take your lumdus and just pepper it with a little svardiism? Watch. Okay, so watch. I'm going to use his lumbus. Watch. Okay, this is probably what Maor is going to say because
nope.
We're the North Africans, Egypt, Morocco, and then we're you know, anyway, Bekitzer.
I would have used ripping kriya on Shabbat, like if you're a mourner.
Oh, yafeh, yafeh, yafeh meod. So now, the chakira is, when Chazal were okir davar min ha-Torah, when Chazal told you not to do a mitzvah for whatever reason, they were gozir. Is that because when they're doing that, do they have the power? Did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give the Chachamim the power to completely undermine and uproot the mitzvah, to make the mitzvah non-existent in the place of their gzirah? Or can they not do that? The mitzvah is the mitzvah. Mitzvah can't go anywhere. Hashem said so. Elamai, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give them koach to do? Tell you not to do it. That's going to be the nafkamina. If they have the power to completely uproot the mitzvah, then we say, the guy who did it, what did he do?
Nothing.
Nothing. He didn't do mitzvah bichlal. However, if we say they only have reshut to tell you not to do it, but the mitzvah is still there, then what would you say?
He did the mitzvah, but he was over...
Yafe? Does he have to do tshuva for doing the mitzvah?
Well done.
Yeah.
Well done.
This is a good riddle, Rabotai. When do you have to do tshuva for performing a mitzvah?
When Chachamim tell you explicitly not.
Wait. This, Rabotai, is a tremendous, tremendous machloket acharonim. Acharonim kadmonim. Not the first, but one of the first to broach this topic was none other than Gaon Ozenu Rabbeinu Akiva Eger. In Drush V'chidush, Siman Chet, famous. Kotev Shama, he brings it ayot that the chachamim were not able to be okir the davar completely, and therefore la'alacha, he says in this situation, the person was yotze some form of a mitzvah, and therefore, according to Maran, you would not make Birkat Shehechiyanu. Mishne Kesef, on the other hand, we have, on his side, Sefer Pri Haaretz, Shelot Teshuvot Pri Haaretz, which was Gaon Shelanu, Hagaon Rabbeinu Shemuel Becher Miyuchas. He was Av Bedin Yerushalayim, Rishon Letzion, towards the end of the 1700s, Berich, same time as Maran Achida. He writes over there also in Shelot Teshuvot Pri Haaretz, he says the same thing. He brings Ra'ayot that he is Yotze Yedechova, and therefore for such a person to make a Shechianu the next day, he says, Birchotav Bracha Levatala. And then he's going to have another Avon for saying Shechianu. Interesting. However, this doesn't come uncontested. We have several Acharonim that disagree with Rabbi Kveger. For instance, the Bet Shlomo, Rav Shlomo Vilner. Also, Chelkat Yoav. Many Acharonim Kadmonim, they disagree. Chelkat Yoav brings a nice Ra'aya. There's a Tosfot in Masechet Sukkah. Dav Gimel Amud Al. Huh? Yafe. Yafe Meod. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Achoranit. Yafe Meod. Yafe Meod. But that's not on Gimel. That's later. Bedav. That is, I'll tell you. What was it? Blanking. Kafret. Kafret. Yeah. Anyway. So huh? Do you say kafret? Ashrecha. Yeah. Kol Hashem bakowach. Anyway, mikol makom. Tov. Ze? Lo max. Ze? Ni melech. Yeah. והיא בימי שפות השופטים, נכון? רות, that's אני מלך, משם. Anyway, מכל מקום, they say they bring ראיה from Tosfot. Tosfot has a שיטה, let's say you have a מצווה, whatever it is, something that's פסול מדרבנן. For instance, סוכה that's פסול מדרבנן, לולב that's פסול מדרבנן, שופר that's פסול מדרבנן, and you do the מצווה anyway. Are you יוצא on a deoraita level? Tosfot says no. When the Chachamim instituted a psul, it makes it pasul mideoraita as well. Hashem gave them that koach. However, not everybody agrees to Tosfot. Ran, Ritba, Ramban, Rashba, they all disagree with that Tosfot over there, and they say, lo nachon, we'll come back to that. But says the Chelkat Yoav, even in the Machloket Rishonim over there, that whether or not a psul midrabanan makes the mitzvah pasul mideoraita as well, but he says everybody would agree that a pitur midrabanan, there's a difference between a psul midrabanan and a pitur midrabanan. He says everybody, even the Rishonim on the other side, would agree that when the Chachamim don't say the mitzvah is pasul, they say the mitzvah is off. They take off the mitzvah. He says everybody would agree there's no more mitzvah deoraita. And therefore, l'shitatam, what would be the halacha? You'd say nothing and you'd have to make a Shechianu the next day. If you look at the end in Kovet Shiorim, at the end of Kovet Shiorim, there's something that's called Kuntres Divrei Sofrim, Rabbi Chanan, right at the end. He says that he asked this question to Rav Chaim Brisker. Interesting. Yeah? We're fusing the Sephardi and the Ashkenazi Lumdison right now. They asked this question to him, and he said, there's a Safek, he brings in a whole broad halakha from Sefer HaYishkol. We know Sadin, Mideoraita is Chayav Betzitzit. Yes? Sadin, like a blanket. The Rabbanan said, Sadin should be patur mitzitzit. Why? Gzeram mishum ksut laila. Because it's something that you could be using at night, and according to all poskim, ksut laila is considered patur mitzitzit. So therefore, Sadin is considered something that's patur mitzitzit. Now, he says, what happens if you put, let's say you had a wool Sadin with linen tzitziot, you put sha'atnez, you put kilayim bitzitzit on a Sadin. Which means, in general, you wanted lumdis, no? Okay, so now, watch this. Rabotai, kilayim betzitzit, in general, can you do it?
As long as it has the tchelet?
Eze daf, efo? Yefe meod, shrecha. Yefe meod, that's the sugya. Aseh doche lo ta'aseh. The Gemara says, but that's only, yes, aseh doche lo ta'aseh. The mitzvah of tzitzit. Da is doche the isur of kilayim, but that's only when the mitzvah is ketikna, which means what?
With
tchelet. The question is, what happens even if you have techilit, but on a sadin that is patur mitzitzit midrabanan? So over there, what do we say? Do we say the mitzvah is completely off, and therefore it's just an isur of kilayim and you get malkut? Or shall we say the mitzvah is still there? We might not say aseh doche lo ta'aseh, but since the mitzvah is still there, there's no malkut. What's the halacha? Kovet Shiorim says, I asked this question to Rav Chaim Brisker. Rav Chaim answered him, says, no. Really, the mitzvah still is there, and therefore there's no chiyuv malkut. But what? We still wouldn't say aseh doche lo ta'aseh. Why? Since there's no chiyuv on this thing. Meaning, the chachamim don't, he says meforash, Rav Chaim said, The mitzvah is still there. The chachamim can't take it away. Lachin. Just to recap, because we have minhan a few minutes, back to the sugya in Sukkah Daf Kafchet. Over there, I told you it was machloket rishonim. What was the story over there? Yeah, Elimelech, tell us the story in the Gemara. What happened? They came to Rabbi Yochanan ben Achoranit. He was chole. What happened?
They found that he was sitting in his sukkah, but that his shulchan was outside the sukkah.
What they tell him? Im kach haita noheg, lo kiyamta mitzvat sukkah miyamecha. They told him, why? Because there's a gzera midrabanan. The halacha is, when you eat in the sukkah, what do you have to have inside the sukkah? In the sukkah? Rosho, rubo, v'shulchano. You have to have the shulchan inside. Even if you have a huge sukkah, the Gemara says, see, it comes naturally for him. It says, rosho, v'rubo. I'm the berkman Moshe Rabbeinu. Anyway, b'kitzur. Let's call a spade, people. Moshe Rabbeinu was born in Egypt. Okay? He went through the Sinai Peninsula and he passed away over there. He wanted to come into Eretz Yisrael. Never stepped foot in Europe, right? Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Where were they born?
Israel.
Mesopotamia. Modern day. That's Iraq. Bavel. Noldu beBavel. Yeah, tov, lo mshaneh. Tov, huh? You know, I always felt gypped as a kid. You know, when the Mora gives out the things to color, Parashiyot of Bereshit, and Avraham Avinu had a strimal, and you know what I'm talking about? And Avraham Avinu was born with a strimal. Like the Shvatim told Yosef at Tzadik Rabotai, it's a chashuv meod. Kulanu bene ish echad nachnu. What's wrong with that? What's interesting about the pasuk? We're all the son of one man. Kulanu bene ish echad nachnu. What's weird? Nachnu. Why nachnu? The real word. Yeah, it comes. The real word is anachnu. Where'd the aleph go? Aleph is Hashem echad. We're all banav shel Hashem echad. The aleph is missing there to remind us, because the real aleph belongs to Borei Olam. And to remind ourselves that this one comes from here and comes there. Mazam shane, Sfaradi, Ashkenazi, Litai, Temani, Hasid, who cares? Kulanu b'nei ish echad, nachnu. Echad, Hashem echad. Now, that being said, so back over there, Tosfot says, even though this gzera midrabanan, that you're not, he's going to be nimshach achar shulchano, we're afraid that he's going to eat outside the sukkah, is only midrabanan, the chachamim had the power to pasul the mitzvah to the extent that what? His sukkah was considered pasul midoraita. The Ritva and the Ran and the Tashbetz on the Gemara, they disagree with Baalei HaTosfot. And they say, When the Chachamim told him, "Im kach haita noeg lo kiyamta mitzvat sukkah miyamecha," says the Ritva, puts in a word. He says, "Ketikna." You know what that means? You weren't mekayem the mitzvah in the best possible way. Lecha techila. What's the mashmaut? Huh? No, we hold like bechama on this.
Yeah.
Okay, but anyways, the Ritva is saying meforash that what was the halacha? Beemet meikaradin, it wasn't uprooted, and he was still yotzei dechova. Therefore, we see this machloket Rabbi Kveger and the other poskim, the Achronim, is really rooted in a machloket rishonim, what Chazal were given powers to do, and therefore la'alachal ma'aseh, Maran Zichron Baruch Hu brings down in Chazon Avadia Yamim Noraim that at least for the bracha of Shechianu, we must be choshesh if a person for whatever reason blew shofar on the first day of Rosh Hashanah and made all the brachot, including Shechianu, Safek brachot le'akel would dictate that the next day, when he comes to blow shofar again, especially if he's Sfaradi, what's the halacha? No Shechianu, because you have to be choshesh that what? That he might have made some sort of mitzvah the day before, v'lachin, he should not repeat the Shechianu. Rabotai, I want to take this opportunity to invite all of you tonight, after the bar mitzvah, after the night seder, Ma'ariv v'chule, right after Ma'ariv, there's refreshments, we're coming, we're going to gather together to celebrate and speak about some of the halichot v'halachot of Rabbeinu Yosef Chaim Mibavel, Ba'al HaBen Yishchai. Tonight says Hilula, so everybody's invited, Sfaradim Ashkenazim, and everybody in between, Kulanu b'nei ish echad nachnu.